We want to take some time to remember world-renowned pediatrician Dr. T. Barry Brazelton. He died at his home in Barnstable yesterday. He was 99 years old. Dr. Brazelton, sometimes known as the baby whisperer, was fascinated by the bond between babies and parents. He maintained that parents should be encouraged to intuitively develop a relationship with their children by paying close attention to what their youngsters were trying to express. Here's what Dr. Brazelton said on this show back in 2010.
And the truth is that parents really have it in them. They know what they can do, and they know what fits for them. And if they don't, they can look to the baby, and the baby will tell them what to do. So between the two, it's really better to let them find their way.
Dr. Brazelton practiced in Cambridge for decades. He taught here and around the world. He was professor emeritus at Boston Children's Hospital. And joining us to help remember him is Dr. Kevin Nugent. He's founder of the Brazelton Institute at Boston Children's Hospital. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Nugent.
Thank you very much, Deborah. I'm just delighted to be here.
So tell us about Dr. Brazelton's effect on the field of pediatrics. I know that's probably a graduate level class, but could you tell us briefly for a radio program?
Well, I think above all, he really was the one who introduced family-centered care by including the whole family in the examination of the baby. So the idea of bringing the baby to a separate room, he felt was inappropriate. So the baby and parents were all together when he worked with them. But the second thing he did that nobody else had done before is actually assume the baby has something to say, could communicate his needs. So one of the tools he developed was the newborn behavior assessment scale that people have used around the world to really allow us to focus on the baby, not just the baby in a physical way, but the baby as a person. Mm. And that was, I think, Barry's great creative genius. Helped us understand that every baby has something to say. Mm. If we could just about read these cues.
Is that the main piece of advice that you think he gave you that stays with you even now?
I think so, and I think it's the fact not to teach parents. He felt the only teacher in the room was the baby. If we could learn from the baby, then it would free parents up to look at their baby more closely and not feel burdened to have to come up with all the answers themselves. Mm-hmm. The answers laid in getting to know your baby as well as possible. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, in a very non-judgmental way, that was Barry's great role.
Mm-hmm. Where did this desire to help children and recognize his talents with infants mm-hmm. and babies, where did it come from? Do you know?
That's a good point. He always said that his dad and mom said he was very good with children. Mm. He was just very good with other children. And so he went into pediatrics. But I think he was primarily a clinician. And when he first worked with parents here in Boston, when he first brought out his book in 1969, Infants and Mothers, it was probably the first book that said that babies were different from the very beginning. There were easy babies, challenging babies, etc. And this went away from the mother-blaming. He really had a mission in life to move away from the mother-blaming approach and somehow to be supportive of mothers, as you said in that clip earlier, to allow mothers to trust in their own intuitive capacity to understand their own baby.
I want to play another clip from the 2010 interview on Radio Boston. There's a little bit of music under this, and this was how Dr. Brazelton responded when he was asked what he hoped his legacy would be. Let's listen.
Well, I hope it'll be that it's the most wonderful opportunity you ever have, and that the child is such a glorious outcome. And if you do the right things, you both have a wonderful, wonderful time.
That's beautiful. That is the capacity for human sympathy. That's really what I think that, as our director, Lenny Rappaport, at the hospital said today, it was the capacity to ask questions throughout his life. And kept listening and wondering.
Listening and wondering and listening to the babies.
Absolutely, yes.
Dr. Kevin Nugent from Boston Children's Hospital, founder of the Brazelton Institute. Thanks for being with us today to remember Dr. Brazelton.
It was my pleasure and privilege, Deborah. Thank you.